It's the Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. We're starting things off on this Friday morning with little Van Halen and Jump. It's been a week. I don't care to jump.
It has been a week, but we're going into the long weekend.
Yes,
so
we are.
Couldn't Woo-hoo. Be excited.
Exactly. Except it's going to rain cats and dogs.
It is.
I believe.
But
according
that's okay.
to all of our weather friends, that it's going to be a soaky, soggy weekend.
Yeah.
But
we'll have some indoor sports to play, perhaps.
You sit down and read a book. I'm going to sleep yeah. in. That's what I'm going to do.
Get some rest.
Classes are done. I'm sleeping in. No soccer. No mm-hmm. anything.
No ballet.
No.
Nothing.
Last weekend I was at Disney, so I don't have to get up early for that. It's just get to sleep in and relax. That's
well,
what I'm
going to
do.
It's also exciting because we have a star in the studio.
Yeah, we
a
do.
A star bigger than you.
Which
Captain
is hard
Kirkman.
To believe, actually, but we have in the studio Todd Allen Herendeen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You even got the canned applause.
Yeah, I hear it. And the fans, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not everybody gets the canned applause.
No.
Sometimes we get far worse.
Sometimes
but,
we just get
there's
canned.
There's a buzzer, too,
yeah, there
so
is,
be
yeah.
careful.
Yeah. And I'm in charge of the buttons. This is not good. But we're glad to have you with us this morning. You know, we were talking, I don't know, months or so ago mm-hmm. about, you know, who do we need to have in that we haven't had yet? Because we like to have our local artists in,
mm-hmm.
and you're one of the biggest.
Yeah.
So,
well,
we're glad to have
weight,
you here.
Though. I am losing weight.
Well,
you
look fantastic.
Yeah, you do.
Great
you look
tan.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and so you need to stay in shape for all the characters you play and musical tributes you do. You're known for your Elvis impersonation.
Elvis is the one that got the whole thing started.
And how'd you get into that?
Well, it was a fluke. I worked up in Northeast Indiana, and I didn't grow up an Elvis fan. You know, people think I was probably a diehard. I wasn't against his music.
Sure.
It just wasn't my era.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody had given me a live Elvis. It was on cassette at the time of Elvis in Las Vegas. And I remember popping it in my vehicle on my way home from work and playing it and going, gosh, I never heard Elvis of in this fashion.
Sure.
I always heard him. Radio Elvis was always a, well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. But when I heard the CD or the cassette, it, live, he rocked it out. It was more like, oh, well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzz. And I said, you know, I like that. And he took almost all of his songs, and he just really jacked them up for
sure.
the audience.
Right.
And so I found myself buying more and more live material of his, because I liked the live. Well, then I'd go to work, and I'd be walking around singing his songs. Mm-hmm. And the guys that I worked with were like, man, what's this Elvis stuff? I go, I don't know. I just got... You know, it just hit me. And they go, you kind of sound like him. I go, no, I don't sound like Elvis. They go, no, you really do. And I go, you're crazy. Well, long story short, one day they walked in and they said, they had a piece of paper. And they go, guess what? We signed you up for a talent contest. And I go, you got to be kidding
Oops.
Me. And this was about 1995. And so I was laying in bed thinking, oh, no. What have I done? You know, I'd never sang for anybody, you know, other than goofing around. And... they had a little three-piece band for this talent contest, and I thought, well, how fun would it be as if Elvis faked his death in the 70s, and he'd been hiding out. And for this contest, he's coming out of hiding and going to perform. And so I wrote a poem, as you know, you've heard it said, Elvis is dead, but we're here to prove that it's not true. Tonight he's coming out of hiding to sing for you type thing. But I thought, oh, I know, he's bald now. You know, all those years of hiding, all of his beautiful black thick hair fell out. And so I went to the Comedy Store and I bought one of these rubber things that you slide
over. The skull cap. Yeah.
Yes. And I put in a big pillow. He'd gotten heavy.
Yeah.
And I made a weight belt. And man, I came through the door for my turn and the place was roaring. And I just set it up just right. And I walked up to the microphone and sang the very first song that they ever released to him in the 54 or 55. And I went, well, that's all right, mama. Well, that's all right with you. That's all right, mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. And they went, God, he looks goofy, but he sounds great. You know. Well, I won the dumb thing. I ended up winning. And there was somebody there that said, would you sing at our wedding reception? And somebody that... So one thing after another... And Dick Clark, you remember
oh, yeah.
great Dick Clark, in 1998, I had was in Columbus, Ohio in a contest, and I finished second. I didn't win, but I got a beautiful gold record from him signed. It hangs on our theater wall, and he hired me to do a stint with him. And that took it to another level. Another promoter in 99 asked me to be the opening act for Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis, a lot of the older acts. And it was just one step, a lot of it was there might have been a little talent that was in me and just started to come out, but most of it's just luck. You know, somebody spots you at the right time, mm-hmm. and they give you that one little chance, and you take the one little opportunity and you make the best, like the talent contest.
Right.
You know, I took that opportunity as it was a joke in my mind at the time, but I wanted to make it the best joke that night.
Right.
And so I took every little crack and nook of that opportunity, writing a poem, setting it up. So when I came out, it made, you know, the whole thing played out, made sense, and then I ended up winning. So, you know, that's where it started.
That's perfect.
It may finish right here, but that's where it began.
No, you've done great so far, and it's 9:16. We're going to take a break. We've got Todd Allen Herendeen in the studio. So to your roots a little bit, here's some Elvis on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, Little Buddy Holly there, and Not Fade Away. And we're playing some oldie kind of stuff because we've got a guy who does some of this music. You do some Buddy Holly, right?
Yeah, but your son, I'm a youngie doing oldies.
Yes, well, I got that, absolutely. You're 25.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. But we have Todd Allen Herendeen in the studio, known best for Elvis, but you've done other characters. You've got Johnny Cash. Your son does Buddy Holly, right?
Yeah, my son does Buddy Holly. I do Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, Neil Diamond is a big hit that we're doing right now.
Oh, yeah?
Love Neil Diamond.
I love some Neil Diamond, too.
Oh, man, I'll tell you.
I did some karaoke for Neil Diamond on a cruise ship, live karaoke, last November. We had the whole cruise ship rocking while we sang Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, that's always a biggie.
That doesn't quite hold a candle to his...
No, not at all. But the band was
getting
good.
Getting to perform with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. We were
absolutely.
Some...
Well, and Jerry Lee Lewis, opening up for Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee, yeah. Wow. Got a speeding ticket on one show with Jerry.
Really?
Not with him. He was in a limo, and we were in with the band, Jerry's band. And we had to get to an airport, and it was about a 45-minute drive. I was driving the band, and Jerry was in a limo. He wouldn't let the band ride with him. He was very...
That might be for the best. He's a crazy guy.
Yeah, it was better for the band. It was safer for them. But we were told that by his band that if Jerry gets to the Learjet before we do, he's leaving us, so don't lose him. Well, we had gotten in concert traffic and got behind and ended up getting a speeding ticket trying to get there.
Oh, no.
Wow. Well, hey, it's a good story. It's a great story.
How did you end up getting to Panama City?
Well, I was living in Northeast Indiana. I had just done some stuff out in Vegas and traveling around. And there's a country music park up there called Buck Lake Ranch. And it's where all the old country stars would stop along on the tours. Well, the owner of that particular park, who had us there many times opening for different older country artists to modern artists, but he had a condo in Panama City Beach, and Gulf World Marine Park had built a theater there where they do their bird shows and stuff, but they wanted to do a nighttime concert series. And he introduced himself, and they said, well, you know, do you know anybody? And he said, don't look any further. There's a guy in Indiana that would do great for you. So anyways, in March of 2002, we came and visited, and we were supposed to do 8 weeks, and it turned into 13 years.
Wow.
That's how good I am.
You definitely impressed the boss, yeah.
And, you know, how many folks usually come out to the stage there at Gulf World while you were there?
Well, it varied different times of year. Summertime, of course, it was always packed.
Sure.
And actually, I want to say we, but it was we as in Gulf World and I. We kind of take a lot of credit for helping to build up the winter season here.
Sure.
Yeah.
When I came here, there was no winter season.
Right.
2002, 2003, 2004, 2005.
Right. There was not as much entertainment and events for these folks.
Right. There was hardly a snowbird crowd. And we said, listen, what if we start doing some winter concerts at the theater and seeing if that would draw some people? And we started getting some better crowds. And the people may have already been here, I don't know, but somehow or another, now the winter crowd is a big part of our economy now,
yeah.
And we're proud of it.
Well, that's very good. We're glad that you've done that. And
well, I don't know that I have.
I mean every local musician who I think who has who puts out a good product, who puts out a good show. I mean that everybody helps to really kind of raise what we're doing here and give it some legitimacy and give the folks who are coming from the northern frozen areas to something to be entertained by.
Yeah, but I can never figure out why they go back. I mean, geez.
I don't know why either. From a traffic standpoint, I'm glad they do because it does clear up our roads a little bit. But we love having those folks here.
We do.
Yeah. Well, you're also you've written some music.
Yep.
So we've got a recording of one. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the one, actually, I didn't write it. I'm just the original recording artist. A gentleman out of Los Angeles area wrote it, and Bobby Cock, a great guy, and he sent it to me, and I never met the man, but he followed what we were doing, and he sent me a song and said, I think you could knock this thing out of the park, and it's appropriate for the time we're in. And so he said, will you record this? And I said, I listened to it and laughed and fell in love with it because I thought, man, this is appropriate. So,
what's the song title?
We're All Americans.
We're All Americans. This is Todd Allen Herendeen here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Republicans and Democrats are making lots of noise. They're feuding in our country like the Hatfields and McCoys. There's always so much drama, why can't we just be friends? Remember when it hits the fan, we're all Americans. We might just want to stop the buck from passing hand to hand. The good news on the TV and newspapers again. If we'd only stick together, we could start a forward trend. Remember when it hits the fan, we're all Americans. Yeah, we gotta save our country or we'll eat ourselves alive. It's when we stick together, that's the way we will survive. It's all us John Q. Publics working hard across the land. We've seen the worst, we're still the best, we're all Americans. The world thinks that we're falling down and coming to our end. We'll bounce back like a Super Bowl and show them once again. We're still the ones you wanna know is calling you a friend. The world best not forget that we are still Americans. Yeah, we gotta save our country or we'll eat ourselves alive. It's when we stick together, that's the way we will survive. It's all us John Q. Publics working hard across the land. We've seen the worst, we're still the best, we're all Americans. Ooh, I love my country. And God bless those veterans. We gotta save our country or we'll eat ourselves alive. It's when we stick together, that's the way we will survive. It's all us John Q. Publics working hard across the land. We've seen the worst, we're still the best, we're all Americans. We've got to save this country or we'll eat ourselves alive. It's when we stick together, that's the way we will survive. It's all us John Q. Publics working hard across the land. We've seen the worst, we're still the best, we're all Americans. We've seen the worst, we're still the best, we're all Americans. We've seen the worst, we're still the best, we're all Americans. And God bless America.
The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station with Wham right there, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. And we have in the studio with us, not Wham, although that would be really cool.
That's how I got woke up. My wife went, Wham, it's time to go.
Yeah, exactly. We have Todd Allen Herendeen in the studio. We were talking off air earlier that you didn't become an Elvis, I mean, you weren't an Elvis fan starting out. So what kind of music did you listen to?
You know, I loved like Boston and REO Speedwagon.
Those are hair bands, Tori.
Exactly, the hair bands of the day. I really wasn't into heavy metal, but into classic rock.
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah.
And I liked blues, B.B. King, big fan of B.B. King, that type of thing. And it just, my mother was a big Elvis fan. I mean, so I had that influence in me, but it wasn't that I was buying his records.
Right. Absolutely. Well, you have a new theater open, and the name of it is what?
Todd Herendeen Theater.
That sounds good.
We're brilliant, aren't we?
Yeah. Where are you located?
8010 Front Beach Road. It's the old 3C Furniture Building.
Okay.
And we took it, and it's 10,000 square feet, 300 seat dinner and showroom, but it's also a museum. It's got autographed guitars and pictures, motorcycles.
That's
even
cool.
Have a real Elvis jumpsuit in a case on display.
Oh, really? Yeah, you got one of those?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very cool.
I imagine.
Do you ever wear it? Does it fit you?
You know, actually, it fits me to the T. actually, I wore it. There's a picture of me wearing it with Elvis's original backup singers, the Jordanaires.
Really?
Wow. And we're on stage together. I'm in the jumpsuit, and they're in it's a kind of a powder blue, and they're in powder blue jackets.
Oh.
And a matter of fact, Ray Walker, who's the bass singer, when you hear all the old Elvis stuff, it was I wore it a couple times because he said, "Well, kid, if you want to be on the show with us, you wear the blue suit. I love it, you know," and type thing. So I wore it a couple times. But yeah, Elvis and I were about the same height and build until he got a little heavier later in life.
Yeah. Okay, he did. he had a few issues.
Yeah.
You know, show business is tough. What are your hours for your theater? Who all's playing in there? I know you're definitely performing in there.
Well, we do the shows right now. We've got one more Saturday tomorrow night, and then we switch gears as the beach changes.
Sure.
The tourism changes, and we go to a weeknight show, Tuesday and Thursday. And in the fall and winter, then we'll be bringing in some specialty acts to perform there. But a tourist town's during tourism time is tough because it's hard to market a concert for a weekend when the crowd you're marketing to is only going to be there for 5 days.
Right.
You
know?
Right.
When you start promoting 3 weeks, those people are gone.
Yeah.
Sure.
In the summer, you kind of stick. It's a new crowd about every 3 to 7 days.
Sure.
So you just stick to what you got. And so it's us on Tuesday and Thursday.
And do you have a website?
We do. ToddHerendeenTheater.com. And you can go on there and see pictures, read material, and see what our hours are. And we have dinner. You can come for dinner with us. And
Who's cooking? What's the food? What kind of
yeah,
food?
Yeah, we really care about that.
I'm hungry.
I wear the hat in the back kitchen, then I change. No, I don't do the cooking.
Well, hey.
we're so happy to have Vittles, which Vittles is the catering service for, they own Pole Folks and
Triple J. Sure. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they do a phenomenal job for us. We're proud to have
them. Excellent. Right. Now, one of your characters that I love the most is Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
So tell us, how'd you get into doing Johnny Cash?
It was really by accident. I was doing an Elvis thing, and a gentleman who worked for Johnny Cash for 13 years was in the show at the show. And he introduced himself and recognized his name. So just as Elvis, I went, well, what if Elvis would have done Folsom Prison, you know, or if Johnny would have done it in an Elvis jumpsuit, I think's what I did. And all of a sudden, the band kicked into it. And when I sang it, they're like, "You sound like Johnny Cash." So then I thought, well, why not? Let's try that. He's black-haired, too. So we change. And now when I come out in all the regalia to look like Johnny, and at the theater,
Man in Black.
The Man in Black, we put him on the screens. All the artists we put on the screens.
Sure.
And I'm portraying what they're seeing. They're seeing them, and I'm bringing it to life. And so Johnny has become a really cool guy in our show. And it's a lot of fun to do.
Absolutely. And I mentioned that in part because you were watching me earlier queue up one of these gigantic vinyl CDs.
Oh, I love vinyl.
So we play a vinyl play each day, and this is one of my favorite Johnny Cash songs. I don't know if you do Ring of Fire. I know you do Folsom Prison, do you?
We do Ring of Fire. We open with the horns and everything.
This is Johnny Cash, the real Johnny Cash, on the mix, our vinyl play of the day, and Ring of Fire on 90.7 WKGC.
is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
With our vinyl play of the day, that's Johnny Cash and a great tune called Ring of Fire, and one of the songs, many songs, that Todd Allen Herendeen performs. And how many Johnny Cash songs do you do?
We probably do, during the show, we do three or four right now. But the ironic thing is in September, I'm booked to go to Pinehurst, North Carolina, which is where the U.S. Open sometimes play. Anyways, they've hired me to come there and do a Johnny Cash show. So I'm going to have to learn a lot.
You're going to have to learn A Boy Named Sue.
Yeah, Boy Named Sue's a good one. We're working on that one.
And one of my favorites is One Piece at a Time.
One Piece at a Time?
Yeah.
We're working on that.
That's good stuff.
You got to listen to a song called Oni. Not a lot of people have heard Oni. It's similar, but it's about the working man.
Sure.
And he's down to his last day when they give him the gold watch and thank him. And that's when he gives Oni his. That was his boss.
Ah. Wow. I also enjoy the much, much later stuff of Johnny Cash,
yeah.
Like Hurt, for example. And one of the things I love to listen to is choral music. There's a great choral composer named Eric Whitaker, who has composed a choral arrangement of Hurt, and it would make Johnny Cash proud.
Yeah.
I don't know if he liked choir music or not, but he would have liked that one. It's good.
Well, I think Johnny's one of those that's really like most artists. It isn't that we like all the music, but you respect everybody's gig.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it is what their gig is, and I respect what they do. I may not be a hip-hop fan or a rapper fan or whatever, but I respect their gig. That's their gig. And so I think Johnny was that way.
Well, I mean, I remember one of the first later albums of his that I bought, he had covered tunes done by Nine Inch Nails and Garbage and things like that, and turned them into Johnny Cash songs.
Yeah.
So clearly he appreciated what other folks were doing. So.
Right.
Very good. Yeah. Do you have a favorite of all the songs that you sing and all the characters that you impersonate? What's your favorite?
Roy Orbison.
Okay.
Because, and I'll tell you why. Even Elvis said that he thought Roy had the most widest ranged, beautiful voices he'd ever heard. Hmm. Now that's coming from the entertainer that they voted of the century.
Sure.
Sure.
And I remember we were doing a show in Nashville at a place called Crossroads. It's right downtown Nashville. Mm-hmm. And this is about 5 years ago. We go through our whole little dog and pony show, you know, on stage, and the place was full. And I came off the stage at a break we had, and I'm walking around the room, and I got to the back of the room, and a guy that was a little bit taller than me, and I believe there's a picture on our website of him, came up to me, and he was very sheepish, shy acting, and he said, really enjoying your show today. And I said, well, thank you so much. And he said, I tell you, I really don't like the way most people do my daddy, but boy, I tell you, I really enjoyed the way you did my daddy. Of course, I'm thinking, well, I sang Johnny Cash, I sang Tim McGraw, I sang all mm-hmm. kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I go, well, can I ask you? He said, well, I'm Wesley Orbison. Roy is my daddy.
Wow.
Of course, right away, I'm thinking, I'm glad I didn't know that before I did your daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd have sounded more like Mickey Mouse doing your daddy. And so it was a very humbling moment to have his son standing there. Of course, I get my picture with him, and then I saw him on a TV show where him and his brothers redid a lot of his dad's stuff. And I've always cherished that the fact of... I think that's what drives me to... You never know who's in the audience.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you've ever heard of a guy by the name of Tim... And I'm going to say his last name wrong because I announced it wrong the other night. Tim Rushmore, I think. Little Texas, the country band.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was the lead singer with Little Texas, and then he went on to do his own stuff, and now he does this... orchestra show of Bobby Darin and
I love the Bobby Darin stuff.
And he was in the audience the other night along with a guy who played drums for Jerry Lee Lewis and a lot of those artists was in the audience. So you never know who's there.
Sure.
And that's what drives me to go, okay, you don't know who's here. And it doesn't matter whether they have musical status or not.
Sure.
If they came and spent their hard-earned money, you know, or... Maybe it was free. They took their valuable time mm-hmm. to come and sit and hear you. Mm-hmm. Then you need to give them everything you got.
Absolutely.
You know, don't go slothfully through it.
No.
That's true.
Well, in light of what you just said about Roy Orbison, we'll play a little. This is, of course, probably, I would say, his most famous song, Oh Pretty Woman, on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
You
Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Roy Orbison there and Oh Pretty Woman. And we have in the studio someone who does a great impression of Roy Orbison. In fact, you said you got recognized and by his son.
Wesley Orbison.
Yes, Wesley Nashville, Orbison. Tennessee. So that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that we've got exciting. Todd Allen Herendeen in the studio of Todd Herendeen Theater. And you've been open since December, you said.
Yeah, December 2nd. We've done really well. We're thankful to the locals who come and support us. I'll tell you, locals, you people don't know what it means to the local businesses, so thank you.
And you're still performing out.
And the next show is Saturday night.
Tomorrow night.
Wow. And then you go to a Tuesday, Thursday schedule for
That's
the rest
it.
Of the...
Yep.
So if you want to catch the show Saturday night... You know,
you can still do that.
And you're still performing out and about in other places, too?
We do. Yeah, we still travel some. We do some local things. Not too much locally because we don't want them to see us. We need them to come
right,
buy
then
a
you
ticket.
Need someone to come to the theater.
Sure. Exactly. No, if you've not had the opportunity to see Todd's show, I've had the privilege and it's really, really good.
Thank you.
I mean... You know, sometimes it gets where you say, well, it's an Elvis impersonator. And you're like, yeah, I've seen this thing on TV before. But no, it's a very good show. I think you do musically. It's excellent. Visually, it's excellent. So definitely. Tori, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it
yet. You got to go
I
see it.
I have the privilege.
Well, you're
going to
be a guest.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Anytime. Any of you here.
No, we'd love to. And you said you've got plenty of interesting things as far as a museum and in your theater. So
yeah.
I got to ask, how'd you get a hold of the jumpsuit, the Elvis jumpsuit?
Yeah. It was actually a collector who had got the jumpsuit years ago, back in the 70s, actually. Mm-hmm. And he had a phenomenal collection. And he came and saw our show, and he came several times, him and his wife. And they were getting ready to move. And he brought it to me, and he said, you know, I've often wondered what I would ever do. He was an older man. And he said, I believe that you would treasure this as much as we would.
Wow.
And I put it on a mannequin, and we had a case built for it because I wanted it to be displayed the way it should. It was a jumpsuit from 1969 and 1970 that he would have worn in Las Vegas.
Okay.
All right. And you said it's the powder blue one?
Powder blue. It's called it's a fringe. It has fringe on the front.
Yep.
Of course,
ooh.
It's got the high collar and the bell bottoms and all that. Macrame belt. And fits me to the T.
That's amazing.
And you have a few of your own as well, right? For your show?
Yeah. The cool thing about the jumpsuits that I wear, they were made by the same company that made Elvis's.
Oh, okay.
You can still get them made today, and they'll fit them to you.
Oh, wow.
And everything. They're very expensive. I probably have, I don't know, seven or eight of them that are different. But they're made to the blueprints. I've been to the place where they build them, and they will actually pull out old prints of when they were designing these. A guy by the name of Bill Ballou out of Los Angeles did all the Sonny and Cher show.
Oh, sure.
Built the costume, made Elvis. But anyhow, these prints are there, and you'll see things on there that say, where Elvis sent it back, said, hey, Bill, give me a little more collar on that one, EP, you know. And,
wow.
So they build them to the specs. So everything that you see when I come out were made
exactly
just like the ones
how
you saw
Elvis
him.
Wanted
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Wow.
Wow.
So we could get one for Scott.
I think
or
so. You
Brandon
could.
Even.
Brandon. More so for Brandon, I think.
Size perfectly. I can see Brandon in an Elvis suit.
Or Tom, since he's not here.
I think Tom needs to have it.
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, we'll call him the king.
Okay.
Or something. Todd, we're glad to have you in the studio. And, you know, we wanted to talk about your new theater and let everybody know your website, toddherendeentheater.com. And check that out. And, of course, if you're looking for something to do over the weekend between raindrops, you got a show. What time's your show start tomorrow?
Dinner's at 7, show's at 8.
Okay. Very good.
And we're also going to send Tom out to your theater in a couple weeks to check out the inside and tell us all about it.
Yes, you are.
That's and I think
great.
I'm going to go with him.
I think
are you
should.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go.
You need to bring
that
these pretty
I'm
girls that are
I'm
here.
I'm at the controls.
I may tag along too.
No, you got it.
No, we're bringing the pretty
girls.
Yeah,
they're singers.
That's right.
They're singers too. Don't you guys do a little Supremes or something like that? Didn't I hear something like that? A disco, a Donna Summer? Or
they do some serious disco.
That disco scene.
Deborah,
yeah.
I've seen her do some disco. She's performed.
We may have to put them on
they're
the show.
They're great. They have beautiful voices.
They do. And they're really great musicians. Micaiah plays guitar.
Really?
Yeah, she does some great stuff. And Deborah sings and they write
and
together.
And they write their own music too.
Yeah,
they look like big stars.
Oh,
I mean,
thank
it's
you
like,
very much.
And they're sisters, but they never argue.
Really?
Yeah, no
so
joke.
True.
I've known them now for a couple of years. They don't say even a crossword to each other.
No.
It's like weird.
Yeah, it's not right.
Todd, we've got one more song, and it's one of your songs again.
Kurt Orning, Minnesota, and I got it from a publisher in Nashville. And Kurt wrote a great song. It's opened up a lot of doors. Real quick, I mean, just was invited to sing this in San Diego for a young 24-year-old veteran who stepped on a landmine in Afghanistan, lost both of his legs. But that was their platoon song. And
wow.
He said, when I come back to the States, will you be playing that song for me? And they called us up, and I get teared up because I see the moment. And asked, could we, any way we could be there and sing it live? And I'm singing it with my arm around a man who lost limbs for what we're doing here today.
Absolutely.
And so it was just a... anyway, it's done real good things. Won awards. It was one of top 50, voted top 50 patriotic songs. I'm trying to think I draw a blank right now. It's on our website of how it got voted. But
sure.
Trilogy, Elvis's American Trilogy only beat us out by 6 spots. So it done
That's
all
not
right.
bad. And it's called My Name is America.
Yep.
And it's been a pleasure to have you in the studio this morning.
So it's been my
Thank
pleasure
you.
To be here.
Round
yeah,
out this hour
coming.
Of music with Todd Allen Herendeen and My Name is America here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Of oppression, I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. When I'm attacked, I protect and because my name is America, I stand proud and free. My name is America, don't tread on me. I cannot be broken, I cannot be shamed. Taken from others, others gave it to me. They believe in the virtues I stand for, my respect for humanity. Now I'm challenged by tyrants,